This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. When all the counting is done, more than 100 million people likely tuned into the Super Bowl last night, and there was plenty to take in. The hip-hop nostalgia fest that was the halftime show, Eminem taking a knee, that weird Uber Eats ad. Oh, and the football. Sorry, Cincinnati. Now that the season is over, the biggest story in professional football is a federal lawsuit against the NFL alleging a pattern of discrimination against black coaches. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
70% of NFL players are black, but only 16% of the league's general managers are, and just 6% of its head coaches.
What we're seeing in the NFL is the equivalent of if we had 80% to 90% of the coaches in the National Hockey League being African-American.
That's Kenneth Shropshire. He runs the Global Sport Institute at Arizona State University, and he wrote the book In Black and White, Race and Sports in America. Now, people have known for a long time that minorities have a steep hill to climb to get ahead in NFL management. It's according to Jason Belzer. He's an attorney and coach's agent.
We have always known that until somebody stepped up with a smoking gun and said, hey, I have actual proof that the system is rigged against me, nothing was going to change.
Former Miami Dolphins head coach Brian Flores thinks he has that proof. Flores got a text from his former boss, Bill Belichick, congratulating him on getting the job as the New York Giants' new head coach. But Flores' interview wasn't for another 3 days. Turns out Belichick thought he was texting Brian Daboll, who is white, and ended up getting the job. Flores told CNN that he went ahead with the interview anyway, but wondered whether there was any point.
You know, is this real? Is this, am I wasting my time?
The NFL has known for a while that its teams don't hire enough minority coaches. The league tried to fix the problem in 2003 with the Rooney Rule. That's named after the late Dan Rooney, who owned the Pittsburgh Steelers and was the chairman of the NFL's diversity committee. The rule says any team seeking a head coach has to interview at least one non-white candidate. Nellie Drew is a professor of sports law at the University of Buffalo. She says the league's numbers speak for themselves.
The Rooney Rule, as well-intentioned as it might have been, apparently is not working, and that's a problem.
In the lawsuit, Flores claims that Rooney Rule interviews are a sham, just teams checking boxes. Kenneth Shropshire at Arizona State says by filing suit, Flores is taking a huge risk.
You have somebody who's in the prime of his career that steps up and says, this is what's going on. I am going to probably sacrifice my career to try to move the needle forward on this issue of not hiring black men in the National Football League as head coaches.
Shropshire says the problem starts at the top. There is one black team president in the league. Only two of the 32 franchises are owned by people of color. Zero of them are black. In the lawsuit, Flores suggests the NFL seek black investors to become potential NFL team owners. Maureen Weston, a sports law professor at Pepperdine, says every organization can benefit from more diverse ownership.
The ability to invest in an inclusive community reflective of fans, reflective of the players, it's just way too long that we've just accepted that this is the way things are.
The NFL says Flores' lawsuit is without merit. Over the next few months, the league will likely file a motion to dismiss the suit or go to arbitration, says Mike McCann. He's a law professor at the University of New Hampshire. But if the judge doesn't grant either request?
At that point, it really becomes a threat to the NFL, because then we go into pretrial discovery where records have to be turned over, emails, texts. Owners, general managers might have to testify under oath, at least in sworn testimony.
McCann says at that point, the NFL might decide to settle out of court. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.